The colour teal's in fashion this winter, a slightly odd shade of blue. It's everywhere, a bit like tax cuts, really. The financial crisis has persuaded all the political parties to pull them out of the back of the policy ideas cupboard and place them bang on the middle of the political stage, albeit in varied styles. Monetary policy, with its emphasis on controlling interest rates and low inflation, appears to be losing its appeal. Gordon Brown has so far only hinted at his tax plans, while the Conservatives today proposed a reduction in national insurance payments for employers who create jobs for the unemployed. And the Liberal Democrats want higher taxes for the wealthiest to pay for tax cuts for the poorest. But are tax cuts, however they're made, the answer to fighting the economic downturn? I turn to Patrick Minford, Professor of Applied Economics at Cardiff Business School, and first of all to Lord Eatwell, President of Queen's College, Cambridge.
Well, I do think it's a good idea as part of a package of measures, of monetary policy measures, which we've seen already, of some direct intervention by the government, which we've seen already in the banking system, and some additional fiscal support for the economy, which means tax cuts in this context, I think would be entirely beneficial when we're facing such a serious situation as we are at the moment.
Patrick Minford?
I think that the emphasis should be on monetary policy. Monetary policy is what got us into this mess, really, because it's a credit crunch and the Bank of England didn't really react to it until very recently. Unlike the Fed in the US, which actually cut interest rates sharply and tried to offset the effects of the credit crunch there. So I think this is a situation, a recession that's been created by the failure of monetary policy to act earlier. And it's necessary for monetary policy now to offset it. And the trouble with having tax cuts is it's going to pile a very large extra deficit on what will already be a big deficit because of the recession. And the risks with that are that actually our credit rating in the world markets will drop, and this would be counterproductive. I mean, we don't really want to go the way of Iceland, which now is in a terrible position because nobody will lend it any money.
Lord Eatwell, can we really afford tax cuts and stimulus packages when we have plenty of government borrowing already in place?
We cannot afford not to do it. We are in probably the most serious situation that the economy has been since the 1930s, and we need to act on every possible level. That's why tax cuts, especially tax cuts targeted at the poor, because the poorest people in the economy have one enormous advantage for economic policy, which is that every pound they get, they spend. And that helps sustain demand in the economy. So a mixture of monetary policy, I agree with Patrick there, but supported by tax cuts and other direct government measures is necessary in the face of this very serious situation.
So what about the sort of policy we've heard David Cameron proposing today, this idea that national insurance payments for firms which employ people who've been unemployed for more than 3 months, is that something that could work?
I do think that's really not a very good idea. The main point being that firms need demand for their products. Actually reducing their costs a bit by this particular measure will help a tiny bit, but it isn't really the stimulus that we need. It's really not a very good idea at all. It's not very clever.
Patrick Minford, is one of the problems facing people who are trying to find a solution to all of this is that there's a limit to how effective monetary tools can be, because if you look at the United States, interest rates are already at 1%.
There's a limit to the effect of any tools in the present situation. This is the problem. I mean, everyone is saying, oh my goodness, we must kind of stop this happening. But this is happening now already. There is a recession going on and it will run its course. And there is a limit to what can be done to offset it.
But is what you're saying then that we just have to accept the fallout of what's gone before and feel the pain and perhaps take the consequences?
Yes, I think that's basically it. I don't think the government's fiscal policy can really do any more, simply because the government's fiscal situation could become really terrible as a result of this. The debt at the moment is not too bad. It's about 40% of national income. But they're going to have very large deficits anyway. The difficulty about tax cuts or public spending rises is they're going to worsen the debt situation quite rapidly on top of that already bad situation. And therefore, I think it's better to let monetary policy do its job, allow the automatic stabilizers, as we call them, to work, which will mean the government running a big deficit anyway, allow the bank package or the bailout package to do its work in ungumming the interbank market and getting banks to lend to each other, all those things, it's very risky to do any more, I think, in the way of positive tax cuts and big public spending rises.
Lord Eatwell, would that be even possible politically? Is that part of the problem?
Well, I think that the point about in Britain's indebtedness is that we have the lowest public debt to GDP ratio in the G7, with the exception of Canada. If these measures of increasing public spending and tax cuts were going to do so much damage to us, why are they not doing that damage now to Germany, which has a debt which is 50% higher than ours, or to the United States, which has a debt 50% higher than ours? I mean, this is not our problem. We are in a very good position in having rather low public debt relative to the other major industrial countries. And in those circumstances, we have the space to have tax cuts or to bring forward public expenditure measures, although there's always timing problems with them, in order to sustain demand in an economy which is going through a very, very difficult time.
Lord Eatwell and Professor Patrick Minford.